Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as the Hamas attacks, Hamas celebrations on U.S. campuses, Maine hit by mass shooting, and more. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. There was a surprise attack engaged by Hamas terrorists on October 7, 2023, on Israel, which at this time in world history was the headline of news. Thousands were left dead and even more injured that shook the world of a crusade against Jews in Israel. Like other times in news affairs, Israel has been a country of conflict between Palestinians and Jews. What occurred October 7th was a sneak attack that was led by thousands of armed Hamas fighters breaching a border security fence and annihilating Israeli civilians and soldiers taking off guard. There were also militants who stormed beaches in Israel in Israeli motorboats and some terrorized from aerial pursuit. More than 1,400 people were killed in Israel, including children, and more than 4,500 people have been injured. At least 32 were Americans. That's it for this segment. Next up is Hamas terror celebrated on U.S. campuses. Let's get to it. What was sparked overseas, as it does by natural effect, on U.S. campuses, were later to be uproared by hysteria surrounding the terrorist plots of Hamas on campus grounds. College students, in a heavy political mind frame, fresh into the world of politics and the U.S., and also world concerns, are a magnet for gossip and ruckus. Many of them, so entrenched by their studies, need alternation in mental coursing to give them a side output to life. When the world is caught up and this country under chaos and confusion, dilemmas on U.S. campuses are pretty much normal. One solidified campus of uproar in these times was the University of Pennsylvania, where a group of students affiliated with the Students for Justice in Palestine marched down campus screaming, "Intifada, Intifada." This was meant to encourage violence and that Israel can't hide. Also, at the University of Berkeley, SJP students chanted, "Every hole and every tree, Palestine will be free," a reference for annihilating Jews. College is a place where students are just learning to do things like debate and contest themselves. Dozens of campuses saw the same recitals. That's it for this segment. Next up is Maine hit by mass shooting. Let's get to it. Wednesday, October 25th, Maine was broken apart by a wave of gunfire and just another mass shooting aimed at the American public, done by a shooter who was led to rebellious attitudes. The man Robert Card, mentally disturbed, turned away from the U.S. Army Reserve for bad behavior by his captains, allegedly walked into a just-in-time recreation opening fire, killing seven people, including his own son. He later targeted Stemmin G's Bar and Grill, a popular eatery packed with patrons for industry night, killing another 8 people. Altogether, 18 were pronounced dead by Card's spree of bullets showcased by a semi-automatic rifle. Saturday, October 28th, Carr's body was found inside a trailer at the Maine Recycling Corporation in Lisbon, 10 miles away from the incident. Card reportedly took his own life by self-gun infliction. The case of Card's shooting spree is yet another mass shooting to go along with the estimate of 2 a day rehearsed since the beginning of this year. That's it for this segment. Next up is United Auto Workers Strike. Let's get to it. The auto industry, dating mid-September 2023, was shattered by a strike placed by the UAW, United Auto Workers, over specific operations run by the traditional Big Three automakers. The car company Ford announced this strike will go down in history as an inflection point for our union. Altogether, it was a 6-week strike. By confirmation, the UAW's deal with GM believed to include 25% raises in base wages over 4.5 years. GM announced the strike was costing the company $200 million a week. Ford announced it lasts more than $1 billion since last month. Ford announced it cost more than $1 billion since last month. Strikes are very common in this nation. In large sense, in the real world, striking is one of the fastest, most effective ways to have your needs filled. And many times it puts stronghold on the economy, devastates finances and government coursing. But when these workers are compensated for their complaints, America more than seven times out of ten is molded tighter and stronger, leaving both parties and the flow of this nation more unified. That's it for this segment. Next up is Jews in College Under Scrutiny. Let's get to it. Whenever foreign politics interplays with the groundworks and different ethnic backgrounds here in this country, colleges are felt by the effect. Following the attack on Israel, college Jews are on many campuses facing difficulty from students on campuses in a line of complaints aimed at their background. Hillel International voice since Hamas attacks. There have been over 7,000 reported incidents on college campuses, including 15 reports of physical harassment. Anti-Semitism before the date of the attacks were widespread here. Now universities are facing growing anti-Semitism and feel unsafe and abandoned by college administrators and some of their faculty and classmates. Researchers say this is a failure to create a setting where students see each other as human. The response of these attacks on campuses, like many other public announcements, has said to be largely undercounted. Like I mentioned in my past segments, colleges are where students have their first voice of national addresses that they are justified by. That's it for this segment. Next up is gain in oil strike. Let's get to it. A deal has somewhat been reached, merged against Shaw Fain, Detroit's automaker's leader, out of a five-week strike where automakers were unsatisfied by their roles placed at work. These workers for years have been uncontent with work matter while their handlers have made billions. What began with 7,000 workers at one factory, each of Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis, has grown to a 34,000 at six plants, has grown to 34,000 at six plants and up to 38 parts warehouses. The companies have come to an almost settlement, stating they offer to pay costs and made numerous concessions. Fain, in his line of complaints against him, has said not to be able to negotiate seriously. These major companies have offered to raise pay increases from single digits to 23% over 4 years, restore cost of living pay, and earn lower tiers of wages. Obstacles and still a problem, though. Obstacles are still a problem, though. The UAW has demanded 36% general raises, defined benefit pensions for workers hired after 2007, and pension increases for retirees. That's it for this segment. Next up is Caribbean government demanding reparations. Let's get to it. Caribbean community governments are in a process already being suggested for the demand from European nations to grant them reparations for the damage the transatlantic trade played on them. The demand is in the trillions of dollars, an embarrassment in large cause wished for by the genocide European nations placed upon them. The islanders are thwarting the pressure on Britain, France, the Netherlands, Portugal, Spain, and Denmark for their role. Dating back to 2016, Caribbean Community Governments, CARICOM, placed these demands by letter to the main players like Britain, Spain, and the Dutch. All six were non-committal to a request for a meeting between regional and European leaders. The figures calculated that should be owed by these nations are Britain, 24 trillion, Spain, 17 trillion, Portugal, 20 trillion, Netherlands, 5 trillion. That's it for this segment. Next up is crypto vi villain faces 100 years. Let's get to it. The cryptocurrency villain Sam Bankman-Fried soon faces up to 100 years if convicted, ranging under 7 counts of fraud, conspiracy, and money laundering. The jury is expected to come to a verdict Friday, November 3rd. Sam became a standout star of crypto after he founded FTX in 2019. From there, it exploded, becoming the world's second-largest crypto trading platform in 2022, making Sam the world's youngest billionaire. His setup went underway, prosecutors say, with a huge $65 billion line of credit, giving the company unlimited money from the FTX. From then, he has been accused of using that money to fund risky business investments, political donations, and a lavish Caribbean lifestyle. He actually, under current hearing, admitted that he repeatedly and knowingly lied to customers, stole from them, and worked to cover it up to continue to do so. In the world we are currently in, these cover-ups of fraud and cover from high-end vandalizers are very common. Sam is just another of thousands in today's world who are looking for quick money through a high-end scheme. That's it for this segment. Next up is Amazon, a contributor or exploiter. Let's get to it. What Amazon, in my opinion, portrayed by negative stipulations by media addressals, are they contributors or exploiters in my eyes? The economy as of now is at an all-time opinion poll mentality. Following Corona and the leakage of economic hardship, one thing is certain: Amazon is the rudimentary orient of this nation's infrastructure. Some have different views of their working, stating they thrive off of poor-minded consumers. It's evident in the fast-paced world we're in, true scopes or rightful opinion by a sound analytical thinker dictating practice here widely is never contemplated. What takes to take a rigorous story and break down the inner and outer futility of it takes a keen judgment. Amazon, and why I chose to document this segment, I felt they are largely underappreciated by American consumers, and that their vast market of products available on your doorstep is an option to shopping that makes them America's contributing backbone. That's it for this segment. Next up is five contestants left. Let's get to it. Amongst the candidates left, the presidential debates are set for a third debate after Vice President Mike Pence pulled out the race. dating November 3rd, Republican presidential candidates are facing a smaller field of contenders. The debate is set to set off in Miami as former President Donald Trump, who has aspired again to run for the White House, contributes to skip the contest. Among the five left are Senator Tim Scott, Governor Ron DeSantis, ex-Ambassador Mickey Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie. It says so far, no game-changing moments have been produced. Ramaswamy is known for her do-it-all style. DeSantis avoided any major stumbles, but has not been the counter of attention despite being ahead of the others in the polls. Haley encountered registered strong performances in the polls. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gained much on public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode of Hot Feed. Once again, my website is www.roofforcepublications.com. Thank you.